What the hell?
Welcome to the Anna and Dusty Show.
What the hell were we thinking?
I don't even know.
It's the Anna and Dusty Show.
Ooh.
What the hell were we thinking?
I don't know. So welcome to another one of our awesome podcasts, because you guys are awesome and you're following us. Yay! Today's podcast is one of those where we really didn't have any topics to talk about, so we just kind of decided to just bullshit the whole way through.
It's Friday night, let's sit down, let's have a good time.
We had a long day. We needed drinks.
Today was rough, so yeah.
It was rough.
We got a baby. We don't get to...
We don't
go out on
our
Friday night.
Our Friday nights are spent in the man cave. Which, by the way, thank you, hubby, for letting me hang out in your man cave.
You're welcome. So
this is the only time I'm allowed to hang out in the man cave.
So
right?
Yeah, like we're parents. So
we are parents.
We have a baby.
Are we boring? No.
No.
That's not what we are. We're not boring parents.
It's payday. We're not going out. You know why? Because we gotta pay bills.
But you know what though? Hey, 10 years ago, we rolled like champs.
Well.
One day, on one of the podcasts, we'll tell you stories, and I will invite my bunnies and my fabrics, and you guys will hear stories, and then maybe we'll call some of Dusty's ex-girlfriends.
I was in social clubs. No, I wasn't. Anna was in social clubs.
I don't even know what a social club is. Chess?
No, that was your peeps, your cliques you had.
Oh, I definitely had cliques. We had cool cliques. There's still cliques. We're still BFFs for life.
I had a clique. Me and my boys used to...
You had no boys. You had 7 girls you hung out with.
Well, that's not even... Yeah, maybe.
Absolutely true.
I don't even know about that.
Today's podcast is advertised by Anna and Dusty and still nobody else. We're still looking for advertisers if you're interested.
If you'd like to sponsor us, contact us at...
Our websites that we will add at the end. Today we are going...
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. Today we're just going to discuss pretty much bullshit. We're having
issues.
That's
not even true. Stop calling it bullshit. We talked about great things. We talked about wrestling. We lost an American icon, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, which...
We're talking about wrestling, which... Yeah, bullshit. So... sorry to Dusty. Yes, he was amazing in the wrestling world, so I didn't mean bullshit on that part. I meant the rest of our podcast is just kind of, I don't know, we're dumb, we're funny. Listen to us. Tell us, give us feedback. We need more feedback. We need you guys to subscribe to our site so you can actually give us feedback and tell us what you like. Right, Rat?
Tell us how you like it so we can give it to you the way you want it.
Yeah, like, that should be a condom commercial right there. Tell us how you like it so we can give it to you the way you want. That should be a prostitution or a pimp commercial.
I don't know. I feel like we should be sponsored by someone just for saying those lines.
I feel that way too. Tell us how you like it
so we can give it to you the way you want it.
Okay, so one of the issues we're having right now is with the microphone. Dusty does not agree with the fact that he needs to be closer to it.
Listen, I'm a fucking mumbler anyway. You're not going to hear half the shit I say, even if I do stand close to the microphone.
Whatever. I just need you to get closer to the goddamn microphone.
We're talking about shit. It doesn't just like matter. This. Just like this. Now we're talking about shit. No, you can hear me perfectly fine. Look.
I'm
check
telling
that
you,
out.
I'm telling you.
Everyone can hear me just fine.
Look, this is way better than what you're doing.
No, you're shouting. You're.
I'm not shouting.
You put it into
you
the
hear
red.
Me
don't
way
do that.
Better than you
don't
hear
do
too.
That. They can hear me just fine. Look, I'm yellow. I'm yellow. I'm yellow. I'm perfect.
I wouldn't say perfect, but whatever.
I'm perfect from head to toe. My mama told me so.
Your mama told you so.
That's absolutely right.
So we don't have any guests today, but I did want to tell a story about our trip to the doctor.
Our trip to the doctor.
Well, my trip to the doctor, because you bailed out because you're afraid of needles.
I'm not afraid of needles. I was at work. Actually, I was inundated with all kinds of shit today at work that I'm not going to talk about. But at the same time, I will say that I had a really busy day.
Well, I told Hayden's doctor that the reason you didn't come is because you're afraid of needles.
Well, I am afraid of needles, but that's not why I wasn't there.
Hayden had his first, or he had his first... birthday? No, what is it? His 1 year appointment today?
Well baby appointment.
Well baby for his 1 year appointment,
sure.
And he got
he's
five
nice
shots.
And healthy. Five shots.
And Dusty didn't want to be there to see him get shots because he can't handle it.
Because I would pass out if I saw a needle.
Well, imagine how I felt strapping him down while they were giving him those probably shots.
Like a terrible person, but...
I did. He was horrible today. He was so happy with me when him and I were alone in the room. And he was just walking around. He started walking today, so it's an exciting day. And then a second, any corpsman or
Well, he didn't start walking today. He started walking weeks ago. Today, he was like, all right, I got to go to the doctor. I'm going to show off now.
Well, he showed off.
He's been like... walking around the house and then looking around, and he's like, oh, they saw me walking. I better crawl for a little while longer. I don't want him to think I'm too independent. I like this when they carry me around. That's what he's been pulling. Yeah, so today was like an audition. He's like, well, if I go to the doctor today and I don't walk, then the doctor's going to tell my parents that there's something wrong with me. So I better start walking around.
And he did. He looked great.
He did great.
But he was not... I mean, we had the sweetest nurses, and he just didn't want to have anything to do with them. He would cry when they just made eye contact with him. It's like he knew. He instinctively knew that they were going to poke him. It was really weird. And if anybody that knows Hayden knows that he's the most outgoing, social, extrovert baby that has ever existed. He just loves people, loves attention. And
but he's intuitive. He is the most intuitive kid I've ever met in my life. That's is he not? Is he not?
Yes, yes.
He is. He's very intuitive. He knows when people are about to mess with him. He's ready for it.
He was ready for it. He can tell by
the way you're acting that someone was about to mess with him.
Because no, I was acting fine. We were singing. He was dancing.
He's in tune with people's emotions. He knows that you're playing with him. You're having a good time with him because...
You're preparing him for something bad.
He knows. So he's like, I'm going along with this. This is cool. That's not cool. Doctors, nurses, I know what's going down here.
The way he was just looking at them was like, what? Yeah, the and you know what that comes from? Are you about to do to me?
That's genetic. I hate going to the doctor.
Nobody likes going to the doctor.
No, but I know. I know they're going to come in there and say something bad, and it's always going to end up with...
It's never going to be good news.
We need to take your blood, or we need to stab you with a needle. For some reason, they have to stab me with a needle when I go to the doctor. That's why I'm terrified of it. He knows. It's genetic. I passed that on to him.
So it's your fault.
No, it's not my fault. No, he's smart. He knows. Why is that a bad thing?
Smart. This makes it very hard for me when I have to take him to the doctor because I feel that if it's your genetics that made him this way, then you should be the one taking him to the doctor.
Maybe, but then we're like just two people that are sitting in a room that are freaking out, like really uncomfortable.
We're all off.
Then the doctor comes in. They're ready to start doing shots. They're like, hold him down. And I'm running around the room flailing my arms and legs. And he's running around the room flailing his arms and legs.
And then you both pass out.
And we both pass out. No,
and then it's even easier to give him shots.
We're screwed.
If he's passed out.
We're screwed. So
no, he was flipping. He kicked the lady in the face. Oh, my God.
True story. This happened to me when I was like in second grade. I had to...
Mine was also a true story. He did kick the lady in the face. But please tell us your story.
Okay. Well... True story.
Once again.
When I was in second
grade. Is it a true story, though?
It's true.
Can I call your mom and ask?
Yeah, we can call my mom. She can tell you. She made me apologize to the doctor for this. Mm. I go in, and they want to remove a molar, and they don't want to give me general anesthesia to do it. They just want to go in there and stab me with a needle in my mouth and numb it so they can do this. Well, I see the needle, and I know I'm scared of needles. I see the needle. I start flipping out, but I sit there, and I'm laying back. And he sticks the needle in my mouth, stabs me in the roof of my mouth, and instinct, leg comes up, and
my mom didn't even feel bad for me.
She felt
bad for the doctor?
Yeah, she's like embarrassed, because her son, who's in pain, who does not like needles, kicked the doctor.
She knew you, how old were you?
Second grade.
So what was that, like six, seven?
I don't know, 2 years younger than Hallie, or a year younger than Hallie.
So eight?
Seven or eight.
Okay, so your mom definitely should have had your side on that. Debbie, hope you're listening. You should have had Dusty's side
on
that.
She did not care.
I'm sure she cared. It's just, in the moment you're embarrassed, you just kicked the doctor, what, in the face?
I don't know if I kicked him in the face.
All right, so I have a true story, too.
Hey, real quick, I think my mom didn't want him to give me general anesthesia because she didn't want it. Him to like touch me when I was asleep. He was kind of a weird doctor.
That is the creepiest story ever. I don't think you should be putting that out there.
I'm just saying.
True story. When they do the reflex on your knees?
Yeah.
I kicked my doctor in the nuts.
That's normal though. That's what you're supposed to kick. That guy should not have had his legs.
He
positioned himself wrong. Exactly. Why was he setting his nuts on your foot to begin with? No, hell no.
I'm fine with that as long as I don't feel bad.
That guy was dumb. That's a real dumb thing to do.
What are you drinking tonight, Dusty?
Well, since they're not sponsoring us, I'm not going to say what brand it is, but it's a fine Kentucky bourbon and a premium beer from Holland.
So you're double fisting right now. I'm being classy. I'm drinking red wine, Merlot.
No, I'm not double fisting. It's not like I'm an alcoholic. Yeah. I'm trying to get wasted here. I'm just, I like to sip a little bit of whiskey, and I knew that we were going to be in here recording a podcast. And I didn't want to get up and leave the room so we could keep a good flow going. So I grabbed a cold beer, and I poured myself a little glass of whiskey.
It's Friday night. You don't have to make excuses. We've had a long week.
It's okay. So, Anna.
Week. No, don't ask me that question. I know a question you're going to ask me. I haven't thought of the answer yet, so don't ask me.
Come on. I think you do know.
Okay, I do know.
So, if you were a wrestler, what would your name be?
First of all, Dusty's obsessed with wrestling. Let's just freaking out love how wrestling. Nerdy my husband is. Hey. I'm literally looking at a figurine of Randy Orton right now that is in his man cave, because that's what we record.
That's my boy, the Viper. But
that's my boy, too.
And I want to go ahead and say rest in peace to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Rest in peace, Dusty Rhodes.
The most inspirational Dusty that ever lived.
Hey, so. You're second in track.
Hey, I'm trying. I want to get up there, but
that would you ever wrestle if you ever got the chance?
I don't know. No.
No?
Like a one-night show, maybe. I'd have to practice a lot.
You'd want to be like a guest spot. You wouldn't want to actually, like, that be your career.
And you know what? And fans would hate me. They'd be like, look at this douchebag. He didn't earn this. He doesn't deserve to be here. I would hate me. If I saw a guy like me go on wrestling,
no, I'd I'm saying, pissed. Like, if you initially started it, like, you went through NXT and everything.
If I start from the bottom, totally. That'd be really cool.
Started from the bottom, cool. Now you're
here. But I can't do that because I have a wife and I have kids, and it's just not fair
Randy
to them.
Randy Orton has a wife and kids. And
yeah, and you know what? He makes that work. He actually doesn't have, I think he's divorced now. But
oh, that's right. But he does have a daughter.
Yeah, and you know how hard it is on those guys? They're on the road all the time.
That's true.
I couldn't do that. I mean,
I would travel with you everywhere you went. You think I would trust you with those beautiful divas? You're out of your mind.
Well, you'd be my manager.
I would be your diva.
Well, that's, yeah, same thing. Manager, ring attendant, diva. Same thing.
If you wrestled, I would wrestle.
Yeah, totally. Wrestle. So what would your name be?
Butterfly?
No, oh, terrible.
Terrible?
I revoked that. And
I was going to say Silly Bunny because that's my name.
Silly Bunny, yeah. And you know who they team you up with? Adam Rose. And you
no,
know where
that's
you would go?
My fear.
You would
yeah.
go to NXT and you would
exactly.
stay there. You would
so,
never,
okay, what do you think my WWE name should be?
You would be Anaconda.
I would have to ask Nicki Minaj for permission.
No,
that.
You don't. She doesn't own the word Anaconda.
But she would own the reason why I would be called Anaconda.
No, your name is Anna.
And I got an Anaconda.
No, you don't.
Well, I mean, you have the Anaconda. You know what the song is
you
about.
Just, whoa. I think you really confused our viewers, or listeners.
I have a big butt. There's a confusion solved.
Okay.
So
that clears things up a little bit.
Your Anaconda don't want...
Okay, are you trying to fart on me?
No. I'm not.
Okay, so Anaconda.
Why would that doesn't... But would that mean that I would be like... They would put me in with snakes? Because I don't do that.
No, you don't gotta be like Jake the Snake and get in there with snakes or anything.
I love how we're making this like it's... We're practicing for a realistic thing. Like, oh my God, we gotta plan this out right now. Because it's about to happen.
What are you talking about? Well, what do you... I mean, you don't know. Maybe next year we'll be on Tough Enough.
You have a mouse in your pocket?
Me and you. Like, what if we just decide, like, hey, you know what?
I am not wrestling. I have a baby.
You said you were going to.
I said if you wrestled.
Okay, if I wrestled. So this is all hypothetical. So I put way too much. Fine, then I'm finding someone else to be the Anaconda.
You, no, if you wrestled, then I would be there.
No, not with me. I'm just saying, like.
I wouldn't wrestle with you. I would just be a diva. Because I wouldn't allow you to travel around 320 days out of the year with hot chicks. No way.
Jose. Why?
No way, Jose. Because I'm not crazy.
Okay. I don't think it'd make a difference.
Snap my
fingers. I look a lot more like Mick Foley than I look like Dolph Ziggler, so...
I don't
think that
who Mick Foley is.
Mankind, you know who that guy is? The wrestler?
Yeah, ew, you don't look like him. First of all, you have teeth.
I mean, I'm just like...
Comparative?
If there's a scale and like... Dolph Ziggler is on one end of the scale.
What's the name of the guy that I like?
Dolph Ziggler?
No. Roman Reigns.
Oh, Roman Reigns. All right, if you put Roman Reigns on one end of the scale and you put Mick Foley that on man. The other end of the scale.
He's married too, right?
Yeah, I'm closer to the Mick Foley end of the scale than I am to the Roman Reigns end of the scale.
No, you're not. We should see whatever. If Roman Reigns and his wife want to go on the show Wife Swap.
Yeah. Sure.
I think we should try that out.
Yeah. See if Roman Reigns will put up with your shit.
Ah! Built you a man cave, didn't I?
Built me a man cave. You did. You did a great job. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. So, my wrestling career. What would you name me?
I wouldn't name you.
Wouldn't name me?
I would name you Hollywood.
Hollywood? Yeah, I can't be Hollywood.
Hogan. Freaking Hulk Hogan took it. Hulk Hogan took it. Yeah. You are the definition of Hollywood. You are an Oklahoma boy, born and raised, but I swear to God, you never belonged there. You belonged in the beautiful city of San Diego or Hollywood, Los Angeles, something. I would call you L.A. Star.
L.A. Star? Oh, that's my name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful name. L.A. Star.
L.A. Star.
My name's L.A. Star.
Hi.
I'm here to fight you.
You have to do your other voice. Do you have Hayden voice?
My Hayden voice? Which one?
The Hayden voice, dude.
Which one?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, guys. No, that's my
aunt. That's not it.
That's Andre. I don't know.
Do your Sarah voice.
No.
Actually, it's not even Sarah. Dusty does his worldwide girl's voice.
I don't.
We all have the same exact sounds and pronunciations. I can't talk. And we all have a very country accent. Please do it. They want to hear it.
I don't even know it.
Say, my name is Dusty, and go girl power in a girl voice.
If I was a girl, my name wouldn't be Dusty.
Okay, my name is Dusty.
If I met a girl named Dusty, I'd be very angry.
Can you just do the girl voice, please? Just say anything.
I don't even do the girl voice.
Okay, I got you on the spot. You won't do it. That's fine.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Did you even know that you have a beer can or a beer bottle?
Yeah, I saw that just a second ago, right after I opened my beer in the other room.
So you never even knew that was there?
I look at that every time we sit down to start recording.
I never think. Neither one of us ever thinks. Maybe like come in here.
No, it's like my cabinet that I open every morning to see if there's anything new in there. Magic cabinet. I just don't.
Did you open it this morning? Actually, I watched you open it this morning, and I didn't want to say anything to you because you opened it three times. But then, when I started to say something to you, you actually pulled something out of it. And I think you only did it because you were like, if I keep opening this and not taking something out, she's going to make fun of me.
So I pulled like one of the 14,000. Oh,
you got the Benadryl. You got a Benadryl out.
No, that was last night.
That was last night. Yeah, sorry.
No.
I have my times all mixed up.
Okay. You don't even know what time of day it is.
I don't even know what day it is.
It's Friday. You said that earlier, but...
You know why.
I don't.
No, you know why I can't remember things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because you're a woman.
Women laugh back right now. Girl power. Let's go.
Girl power. Let's go. Girl power.
So, do I look more sexy to you today? I mean, I know my bra is showing and everything.
Oh, are you doing that new thing that a lot of the girls are doing where you grow your armpit hair out and you dye it different colors?
Oh, I shape my armpits.
Oh, have you seen this?
Yeah, so Miley Cyrus is doing it and some other celebrities. Yeah, that is disgusting and needs to stop today.
Why?
First of all, could you just... publicly say that my armpits are not long.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So Anna doesn't have long armpit hair, but
okay, thank you.
I don't know. She raised her arm to like show me like how great she looks, and she does. She always looks fabulous, but today she does look amazing. And
I was fishing for that.
So
caught one. Hooked.
Hook, line and sinker. She got one.
No, but
there's a compliment. But yeah.
Thank you.
So
I have to fish for that.
So
them.
People are doing this long armpit hair thing.
People, please stop doing that. It's not working out.
The thing is,
there's a reason.
Where'd they get that idea?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like women should be able to be as men. You know what we need to change?
I have an idea.
This in our last podcast. We need to start making men wear makeup. Perfecting your flaws is absolutely fine. And I don't care if there's manly guys out there listening to this right now going, oh my God, hell no. I don't care. Listen. You got imperfections on your face that could easily be covered up with some concealer, some foundation. Maybe a little blush on the cheeks. Eyeliner. Eyeliner and mascara would make a huge difference. Just that, you would look so much more attractive. That's why celebrities look so good.
Okay, so...
Rant over.
But we have, like, this, like, two different things going on right now. We have like, the I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, I'm just gonna do me. I'm gonna grow my armpit hair out.
Leg hairs.
And then you have, like, the super, I'm gonna pamper the shit out of myself. I'm gonna make myself look as amazing as possible.
Fortunately, I'm right in between both of those.
I think that's where, you know what? The Buddhists call it the middle way.
I'm in the middle way.
That's me, too. I'm, like, halfway between dad bod and,
first like, things first.
Beast
this
mode.
Man has the lowest self-esteem in the world, and I have no idea why. There's no dad bod on you.
I'm saying I'm
you
halfway.
You have a perfect body.
I said I'm halfway.
You're the only person who does not think that you have a perfect body.
No, that's not true. I'm like halfway between dad bod.
Who doesn't think you have a perfect body? Whose ass don't need to be working?
I'm halfway between dad bod and beast mode. I think that's fine. That's a good place to be.
Have you seen dad bod?
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
You don't have dad bod.
Got a little bit of love handle going on.
Love handles are in your mind. I swear to God.
Okay, but let's.
Jesus Christ. We're going to post pictures of Dusty naked.
We did.
Yeah.
But anyway. But no, actually, the first thing I thought when I saw the long armpit hair, I was like, that's fucking retaliation for dad bod. Girls are pissed off. The guys are getting away with dad bod. They're like, fuck it. I'm not shaving my armpits anymore.
Speaking of shaving, though, can we talk about the effort jungle you're growing?
You know what? I was just waiting for you to say something. I think I just got away with it for too long.
Yeah. This man decided to show me his genitals today, and...
Show me your genitals. What?
The other podcast, he made fun of me for not having shaved in a long time, and then he pulled his pants down.
Whoa,
to show me
my
the
grandma!
Guts.
My grandma listens to this.
Sorry, Nana. He pulls. He didn't pull all the way out, but he just pulled it down. You know.
No, Anna's never
stretching.
Anna's never seen all of it.
You're right. We only have a kid together and stuff. But anyway, so
but
he's got this
you most
big
of the time.
Bush growing.
Big bush.
You could go anywhere and get those braided.
You could make a sweater.
You could make a sweater. You could put extensions on that thing. That's how much hair you have there.
You could probably give it as socks to, like, Eskimo kids.
You could probably donate that hair to Locks of Love.
Probably.
You could probably donate that hair to the men trying to grow hair on their head. Like, if you ever go bald, just take it from there.
I could probably donate it to hipsters that can't grow beards.
Ooh. We can make a beard. We can make a hate doll out of your pubic hair.
And what? Torture me?
Yeah, every time you don't do the dishwasher correctly.
That's mean. That's not even cool.
I think it's just fine.
I don't like that.
I think there's people that agree with me.
No.
What's it called? The voodoo doll?
What's it called? Like a
voodoo doll.
Women's circle of hate? Let's not.
Why is this always going to be women against men?
Because that's what you're bringing up. You're talking about an issue that is
This is retaliation. You're talking about me not shaving. Home slice.
Whoa.
I ain't going downtown until it is smoothed over. How about that? What do you think about that?
Deal. Whatever.
Handshake. All right. And just in case, I haven't done it either. So let me know when you want to do sex. Again, sorry, Nana. I really don't think your Nana's listening to this podcast.
You know what?
I would really be surprised.
The sad thing is, she probably has listened to it.
Oh, no. You really think so? Nana, we love you. You're our favorite.
Yeah. And my mom's church friends, probably. So. Hey.
Oh, my. Oh, she probably not finished that sentence.
Well, I mean, they're probably going to play it during, like, children's time at church on Sundays. That's pretty much the demographic that we're shooting for when it comes to recording a podcast. The Sunday morning church crowd, age group 3 to 9, probably.
It's basically we want to listen to our podcast about your genitals and how we can put extensions and braid your hair down there.
So,
that's genius.
Actually, that's like the opposite of demographic we're shooting for. If you have children in that age group, you should probably not ever listen
play
to this,
this
around them or talk about it around them. This is like...
Ever. Abby, this goes out to you. Do not ever let Hallie and David listen to this until they're 18 years old.
Actually, you know what? Human beings probably shouldn't even listen to this. This is like just us being...
You're totally killing our marketing right
just
now.
Just gross. Well,
so we should just record this for ourselves, so just we can listen to ourselves talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a family word journal where we talk about...
Oh, this is like nonsense. We're talking about nonsense. We haven't had one solid conversation.
Yeah, we did. We had a pretty good talk about...
Armpit hair.
About wrestling.
Just because you love wrestling.
I love wrestling. God, I'm such a...
I've never in my life... I used to watch wrestling, I'll admit that, when I was like 7th and 8th grade. And then, you know, I grew up and became cool. And Dusty just never did.
I never became cool.
You were cool.
Whatever. Get out of here. I've always been cool. And I just know what I like. Why should I hide from what I like?
I'm not saying hide from what you like. I'm just saying hide what you like from others.
Why?
Because now I have to tell people my husband. Now everybody that listens to this knows that my husband watches wrestling.
People would hate me more if they thought I had no flaws than they would if they could just, like, see, like, oh, he's just a normal guy that likes
wrestling
and comic books and skateboarding and music and
but you know what,
sports.
Though?
And
I'm like, absolutely joking.
He likes a little bit of everything. He does a little bit of everything. He's just a normal guy. Why?
Jack of all trades. I actually love
master of
every
absolutely
part of that
fucking
about
nothing.
You.
Can we talk about how I don't do anything well?
No, you please? Do everything well. You just don't finish anything.
No, that's not even
that
true.
You start.
That's not even true. I get so angry. Like, every time I reach out for a damn goal, I'm like, oh, I want to be the best at this. And then I'm like, oh,
you put
God,
too much pressure
there's so
on
many
yourself.
People that are so great at this.
What is the point of that?
I don't know. It's fun, though, because I get to learn all kinds of new stuff all the time.
You do. You're a walking Google. You are my Google.
I love coming up with new hobbies. If you have any new hobbies for me, something you want me
please
to
don't, cause they cost
spend
me
a couple hundred
money.
Dollars on and never do after a week, let me know. I'd love
no.
to check it out. I might even
no.
talk about it on the podcast.
No, please don't. Oh, my God. We have spent so much money on his hobbies. I guess I can't really say anything about us spending money on your hobbies.
By the way, Anna's got this great photography business going, and if you ever need someone to do your portraits for free, because is that that's what we do, right?
What? That's what I've done, clearly. I just remembered something. No, I will do photography of kids and pregnancy photos and engagement photos, but I charge $300. Stop touching my unshaved legs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, distract myself from saying inappropriate things.
Good.
You say a lot.
You say a lot.
I know,
count your
I'm terrible. How many have I said?
I don't know.
74. I
we
count
should
them.
Replay and just
no.
count how many you said.
If you're listening to this, go ahead and replay this and count how many
count
I said. And the person that posts the correct amount of on Facebook, I will send you $5 via money order.
He will send you a
whatever.
T-shirt saying, what the hell were we thinking for buying this T-shirt?
Yeah, what the hell were we thinking? Oh, yeah, that's my other hobby. I'm supposed to make T-shirts.
You're supposed to. Yeah, that was the hobby that lasted 3 months.
All right, listen. I that's still a
I
big
love
goal
it when,
of mine.
Time out. I love it when you start with your excuses. Please go ahead. Go.
Here I go.
Okay.
Big excuses.
Big excuses.
I have a computer full of T-shirt designs
mm-hmm.
that I just
never
haven't put on cloth yet. And you know what? I will. It's expensive.
I know, and I told you I would put the money aside to do it.
We got other stuff going on right now. We got
doesn't
other stuff.
Stop me from shopping.
Oh, well, no shit. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
That's fine. It's how I cope.
Let's talk about
Dusty
that.
Dusty was gone for 7 months.
Let's talk about that.
I coped with shopping. We should probably have an intervention.
Uh-huh.
Can I invite people to my own intervention and then be surprised and be like,
mm-mm.
no, I don't want to have an intervention.
Nope.
Who is affected by
what the hell?
By me shopping? Just you.
What the hell have you been buying?
You don't do the bills, so you don't worry about what I buy. I bought new chairs for your man cave.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
And what else?
I bought something for the microphone that we're using right now.
Uh-huh. Let's ask your mom what she bought.
Why would my mom know what I bought?
Let's ask your mom how we correct this.
My mom shops during difficult times as well. Like, that's where I get it from.
Are you gonna blame her?
Oh, I got in a fight with somebody. I'm going shopping. That's just what we do. That's how we cope. It's a good feeling. I feel
got
like
into a fight with someone and we go shopping?
Yeah, like if you get in an argument with your spouse or something, like, that's it. I'm leaving the house. I'm going shopping.
You get into an argument, you're supposed to be like, oh, I'm leaving the house. I'm going to go buy something nice for my spouse.
Why? If you made me mad, why in the world would I go out of my way to buy you something nice? What is it?
Oh,
you
yeah,
think?
I forgot how this works.
I'm going to go buy myself something nice.
I keep thinking that Anna and I think along the same lines of when we're in an argument, we're probably thinking both the same thing. But what happens is we get into an argument, and at no point, no matter how right I am about anything,
because you're never right,
Anna ever consider the fact that she's wrong.
That, you know what? That is not true. I have been known to see two sides of a story every single time, unless I'm involved in the story.
Unless, exactly.
No, but I do. I'm
the perfect mediator for anyone else.
You push buttons. Listen, I need 5 minutes away from you so I can think of what just happened. I can maybe make it logic.
Find a way to get back at me.
No, I don't do that ninja brain thing that you really feel like women do. I don't do that. I try to think, okay, maybe I was wrong, maybe he was wrong. What were my parts? What were his parts?
Let me come up with a way.
You, on the other hand, just don't want to give me that space, so that pisses me off even more. That's what I'm like, okay, I'm out. You're annoying. Goodbye. Bye, Felicia.
What? Don't say that.
Why?
It's so overdone.
It just started.
No, it didn't.
Are my eyebrows on fleek?
That's all right.
You don't even know what that means.
You know what Bye Felicia's from, right?
Friday.
Yeah, and when did that movie come out?
1990. I don't know.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Oh my god! Don't say that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're so old.
Yeah. No, we're really not.
I turn 29 next week.
I thought you were going to talk about how old you are.
I turn 25 next week. 25. I've been 25 for a very long time.
Yeah, I know. We keep celebrating that 25th birthday.
I know. It's going to stay that way, too. It's a permanent 25th birthday.
Oh,
easy
man.
For you. You should just keep the candles.
You're not like any of the other 25-year-old girls I hang out with, though.
Yeah? Is that so?
Please,
tell me more about these other 25-year-old girls you hang out with. I would love to hear about them, their names, their addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses, possibly, too.
Well.
Uh-huh. Please keep going.
They just started deleting me off of Facebook.
Why did they delete you off Facebook?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
That's not even a good joke.
I know. That's a terrible joke. I'm going to delete that from my stand-up routine. I was just trying to
you
see how that...
You do stand-up routine that I don't know about?
In the shower sometimes. When
I thought the only stand-up routine you did in the shower was with... the triangle.
No, that's not part of my routine.
You do that in the shower, don't lie.
No, I don't.
You know what? That's another thing.
I do, like, I don't know even what you would call that.
I don't know, but we need a video for that. That was a very good image.
That was a graphic. That was, like...
That was very graphic. What's not fair, though, is that you could easily do that stuff in the shower. For us, you know how awkward it is? I tried. It's very awkward. You have to, like, bend
to
down.
To do stand-up comedy in the shower? No, you just pretend like you're in there, you have an audience, and
you
just
start
riffing.
You do realize I'm not talking about stand-up comedy.
No, that's what I was talking about.
Okay, well, I was talking about playing DJ Fiddle, but please, let's talk about your stand-up comedy.
Oh, no, like, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
You know I couldn't do stand-up comedy. I would get up there, and I would just stand on the stage, and I would start blinking fanatically. Like, people would be like, is that motherfucker...
He's sending us a code.
That motherfucker is sending jokes in Morse code, and he thinks we are dumb because we don't get that shit? I don't know if we're supposed to laugh. Should we call a doctor?
Is this guy
having a seizure? I could never do stand-up comedy. I would be so screwed.
I couldn't either. I have stage fright. I think this is why this is so easy. I hate being... For somebody who loves to be the center of attention, I hate to be on, like, a public stage. But I love teaching.
Well, this is fun. We just sit here and bullshit with one another. Ready.
I think you're right. You know... This is a lot easier because nobody has to see you face-to-face.
Exactly right.
But there's still people judging you. Like, our friends are judging us right now. Because our
friends
are
the shit out of us.
They're judging the shit.
it's fine that they're judging the shit out of us. The thing is that I've done so much research to find out how to get a podcast started, how to make a website, how to do RSS feeds, how to upload RSS feeds, and all these other things. And the worst part about it is that when I'm researching things, and most of the time I'm YouTubing it, it's 10-year-olds telling me how to do it. So the fact that a 10-year-old is telling a, I'm pretending to be 25-year-old, how to do things, it's really, really frustrating.
All right, well, Anna, I think at this point we should just call it a night.
Oh, maybe. All right. You're right. You're always right.
Let's go ahead and remind our friends and followers to follow us on Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
At WTHWWT. And on Facebook at WTH, Were They Thinking?
Were We Thinking?
Were We Thinking? Sorry, I'm an idiot. WTH, Were We Thinking? And you know what? We've had some really good people hitting us up lately on Facebook.
We've had some amazing people hit us up. So I think they deserve a shout out, don't they? Yeah,
totally. So Hodges, for sure.
Hodges is our number one fan.
Fucking love that guy. My boy Corey Lau.
Corey Lau, you're awesome.
So, Corey, we have a mutual friend, my best friend since I was in fourth grade, Tad motherfucking Elliot, who has not even commented on anything that we posted.
Tad's deleted.
I don't know what's going on with him. Tad's a great guy.
He's deleted. But I would like to actually thank Abby, Dusty's ex-wife, because she gave us a shout-out and she shared us. So, I love you, Abby. You're still my favorite person in the whole wide world.
But yeah, Tad, seriously, man. Get on here. What are you doing?
You're failing. You're the best man. Oh, can I tell a quick story? Tad actually got married to my maid of honor, Melissa.
We'll talk about that a different time.
Melissa gave a good shout out. So, Melissa, thank you. And Lisa, Melissa's mom, thank you for participating, and everybody else that participated and gave us a shout out. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. We are trying really hard to entertain all of you, and
keep giving us shout outs and keep giving us feedback, and we'll keep talking back to you guys. We appreciate everything you guys are doing. This has been really fun for us so far, and hopefully it's been fun for you, Anna. On the outro, I'll give you the opportunity to tell me which voice you want me to do for the outro. I could probably hit maybe some Elton John, some Elvis Presley, some Glenn Danzig.
You just tell me. The only voice I want you to do is the girl voice.
The girl voice. All right,
well. Can you tell us something in a girl voice?
Okay. What do you want me to tell you, Anna?
That's not it. That is not the voice. The voice is... Oh my god. Okay, thank you for visiting our site.
And you guys are just so amazing. And thank you because I love it so much. And it's the Dusty and Anna Show.